Masechet Avot Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartot HaOmer, this rabbi said, Ten lo mishelo, she'ata ve'shelcha shelo. Give Hashem what is his. If you give of yourself and you give of your possessions to do the will of Hashem, you have to, because you and what you own really belong to Hashem. They're really his in the first place. You have no right to hold back yourself or your possessions from doing the mitzvot, because in reality everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, give of yourself and give of your possessions, give your body, give your spirit, give your energy, give your time, give a talent that you have, because in reality, don't give yourself too much credit, because it's really Hashem. Hashem gave you all of those gifts, and they're meant to be used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So give back as much as you can. V'chem be'David ho'omer, in a prayer stated by David HaMelech, we say, Ki mimcha hakol miyadecha natanu lach. Everything is from you, Hashem, and it's from your hand that we have given to you. So we're basically giving Hashem back what he gave us. Rabbi Yaakov omer, hamehalech baderech veshoneh. If there are people traveling on the road and they're studying Torah, umafsik mimishnato veomer, and the person interrupts his learning and he says, mana'e ilanze, mana'e nirze. How beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this plowed row of produce? The Torah says that this person is liable for putting his life in danger. He stopped his Torah study to praise nature, to praise the world. A person's Torah study, even though here he's praising the creations of Hashem, he's not doing something that's purely mundane, he's praising the creatures of God. Bottom line, a person for stopping his Torah study is doing something negative, and therefore he's putting himself in danger. The derech, the road, is a dangerous place to travel. And what's sustaining this person, possibly, is his Talmud Torah, his Torah learning. So when a person stops his learning and he praises a tree, he's doing something that could possibly cause him a problem, cause him some danger. Others explain, Rav Kook explains this Mishnah as a person compartmentalizing. Here, we're inferring from the word umafsik mimishnato. He stops his learning and praises the tree, that he doesn't view the praise of the tree as part of his Torah learning. He views that as nature, and the Torah is for the Bet Midrash. Torah is for the synagogue. But whatever else happens in the world, that's not Torah to him. When in reality, if he didn't stop his learning, if he viewed the praising of the tree as part of his learning, it wouldn't be such a negative thing.